contribute, just go over to the side. There is a donate button there. So this only happens because of Larry's willingness to be available and because of the contribution of the folks that listen to the calls. And thank him by making that contribution this morning. So this morning, I believe that Susan and I are going to do some role-playing about how to increase our numbers to get to celebration. But before we go there, I'd like to take some really, really quick celebrations, some gratitudes this morning, and let's keep it really short and high energy because we're trying to keep our summer hours on the call, which is a 30-minute call. Who would like to step out this morning and share their gratitude or win?
Hey, it's Carolyn.
Good morning, Carolyn. And then Barbie Lee.
Well, Barbie Lee, you go first.
Thank you. Okay, mine is real quick. So I love, you know, this community of Isogenics and on Facebook and, you know, because I'm friends with many Facebook people, with Isogenics people on Facebook. And Michael Close posted something that his daughter had posted, you know, the day before, or reposted, whatever. And I was like, wow, I love that message. So, you know, I worked it for my words, and then I reposted it, and, you know, it was just basically about remember being a kid and loving summer so much, endless days, well, what if I told you there was a way to work 9 months out of the year and take 3 months off for summer vacation without living on a teacher's salary? And one of my old teacher friends commented and said, I'm curious, let me know about this. And her and I had a conversation last night, so, you know, having this community to draw on and actually do what they do, you know, I feel so absolutely blessed for this community this morning.
That's awesome, Barbie Lee, and thank you for that share. And it's wonderful when we do learn from each other. And just remember when we are taking advantage, I guess, is a slight when we are taking advantage of somebody else's post, to either acknowledge, to make sure we acknowledge them and thank them, or to change the wording, as Barbie Lee did, to something that is more her speak, so to speak. But it sounds authentic. It sounds like your voice, sharing it with your audience. And that's really an important thing for people. And then you're going to have greater buy-in with that. So, Miss Carolyn Rodriguez.
Hey, good morning. Well, my golf game got rained out, so I get to come and listen to all the wise words on this call. And celebration successes, I did a three-way call with somebody yesterday, and I asked them, they want to get to Crystal Executive. I asked them to come into celebration. They said no. I said what? So I, as an expert, guys, and I encourage you to do this, compel them to be there and gave them a plan because they said, well, we are using up all our money to go on vacation. I said, well, then what you say you really want isn't what you really want. There was a big hush. I said, if this is going to replace your current business, would it make sense that you come to the biggest event of the year where you can learn all those strategies? And they were like, okay.
Powerful.
And the person putting them on the call, actually, she said, oh, they won't be coming this year. They'll come next year. And I said, well, I'll bet you $100 right now you won't be around next year. They were quite insulted by that. But you know what? It's okay. You can tick some people off. I don't care as long as they show up at celebration.
Carolyn, I really respect and admire that approach because there are some people that are just not willing to get uncomfortable and really bring it back into the face of the person that says they want it. And here we have a beautiful young mom with three babies, two and under. And she put her head out, or her hand up yesterday and said, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. Her husband's already away for the weekend with something that's been booked for almost a year, but she's going to do everything she can to arrange childcare and to get herself to celebration as an executive. So there's the difference, you know, somebody that really is willing to just go all out and somebody that's willing to settle for. So thank you for that share. Is there anyone else that wants to step out and really, really quickly share gratitude or a victory?
Yeah, I would.
I would.
All right, Lewis.
Hi, yeah, this just happened while I was on the call. I saw a message coming up, and I normally wouldn't take it, but I realized that it was one of the realtors that I phoned. So I took the call, and I spoke to this woman just for, you know, the past 35 seconds or so, told her right up front, if you have any negative impressions about network marketing, I'm not going to send you the information. And she said, no, please send it. So there we go. It's a good way to start the day.
That's awesome. Way to go, Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is Susan on the line?
I'm here, Sue, and I'm on moderator, hon.
Yeah, so am I. That's awesome. Okay, so we're going to do some role-playing on how to increase our numbers for celebration this morning. And Susan, are you going to lead us off on that?
I definitely want people to participate in the role play. So here's one of the biggest things, and we are here in service, that you guys asked for is more role plays. And we can only do the role play if the line is clear. And for the line to be clear, you can only press *6 and mute if the line is open. So right now we're open. Someone has Skyped in. Someone Skyped in yesterday. We couldn't do takeaways and shares. So I need you to, if you're on Skype or any kind of voice over internet, you need to press the mute button. *6 won't work. If you're on a phone line, cell phone, *6, that's fantastic. That's going to mute the line so we can get rid of the echo and have a nice clean line. So if you could all do that, that would be great. And while you're doing that, Sue, would it be okay if I share a victory?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Sue.
Well, it's a bit of a product victory, I have to say so. My 17-year-old came to the event in Toronto on Saturday, and we had a health panel with Dr. Renata Biondich, Carrie Odiatu, Jennifer Romaski, and Dr. Paul Biondich. And so afterwards, Avery says to me, "Mommy, I'm going to take Ionix and Greens now." Now, this is the funniest thing, because I could not get her to take Greens. Her brother takes Greens. Her little sister, I can put Greens in the shake, whatever. Not a problem, but Avery's just not going to take it. So, but the power of hearing these other women talk about it, and especially Jen and Carrie, who are fitness competitors, very ripped bodies. And so I posted on Facebook this morning. She went off to sailing. She's races high-level sailing. She went off with her Greens and her Ionix and her shaker cup, and it was great. And she's like, "And I'm taking extra e-shots because I'm prospecting Mummy." So, you know, it's awesome. But it's really the power of, you know, which segues nicely, it's really the power of getting people to events and getting, you know, family members sometimes can be the most skeptical, and they do need to hear it from other people. Well, Susie and I are going to run the role play this morning, and Sue, since we have a nice clear line, let's talk about this just for a moment. So when we're inviting people to celebration and looking at those key salient points of how we do what we do, what did you want to throw out there as a training piece just to get people ingrained and ready for being able to make these calls?
Well, for me, Susan, I just want them to see how easily it can be done by showing them with the role play and showing that we do all have varying motivators for our reason to attend events, and whether that is, as you said yesterday, the fun aspect, the community aspect, the giving back, the money, the recognition piece, whatever that is. So to understand that about other people, what their motivators are and how to speak to that when we're calling them. And ideally calling them one-on-one is the best way to really speak into their life, and instead of mass emails or Facebook messages or newsletters, although they are all worthy sources of communication, they're not the same as those one-on-one calls.
Dude, that's powerful. And I know that you and Glenn are working really hard to up your celebration numbers. And can you share a couple of tips just in terms of things that you guys are doing to really promote celebration?
Well, some of the things that we're doing is appealing, first of all, to the people that really want this badly enough and have gone for rank advancement. So we all know that paying it forward is beneficial. So last week, while we had a number of people running for the Crystal Executive deadline, we matched the company's $50 consultant bonus to pay that forward so that they could choose to either pay it forward to their new person or to keep it to go towards their cost of going to celebration. We've had transfer of tickets to people that are, you know, newly decided to go, to just gift it to them because they've made that commitment to go. But also, we have a 4-hour trolley ride in the old town in San Diego. going around for our team as our team party. So it's a very family-friendly event. Everybody can hop on board that's in our team, get to know each other. So it appeals to that group. We also have people that are, you know, divvying up their gala tickets for the ones that really enjoy the recognition piece. And we're talking, you know, about the education piece. You know, I've called a couple of people already from yesterday and said, listen, wow, this is going to be so good. It's going to be laid out with a piece for everybody. You know, everyone's going to have the opportunity to be trained intensely. There's going to be people that are going to have the fun piece, the recognition piece. When you have your people that are close to the 100-pound club, it's going to give them the motivation to keep going because they're going to see the people crossing stage in the 100-pound club. So there's been a variety of things that we've been doing, and as well, just looking at, you know, arranging time to have small groups with people that we don't get to see on a regular basis. And Glenn and I have chosen to and it's not there for everybody at this stage in their build, but we've chosen to take a suite as well this year so that we can have those smaller, more intimate groups together with us.
See, that's awesome. So, you know, offering the fun factor, the team factor, really inviting people to be part of a community, and really what's in it for them. And let's talk about that this morning, guys. So what's in it for them? So this morning, one of the team members who is coming from Australia, I was doing a Skype with him, and we were walking through Celebration, and he's already coming, which is great, but one of the things we're working on is what rank is he going to be when he walks through the door. So I physically walked him through going through Celebration, picking up his lanyard and what it would say, and what it would say is contingent on what he gets access to. So he's in the start group, and only people who are director and above can go to the start party. Well, he really wants to go to that start party. He's two consultants away from director, so that's one big one, right? And then the leadership training, he really wants to be in leadership training. Well, it's director above. Director really is that level where it's the keys to the kingdom. So if you're wanting to be in the leadership training, you've got to be director. If you want to go to the start party, you've got to be director. And you're going to start to see that more and more and more in Isagenics. So as part of this piece, it's inviting people to come to the event, walking through what's in it for them, recognizing their personality type, what is going to be that key motivator, and then painting a picture of possibility, and finally using something along the lines of the either or. So either, you know, you can keep on going the way you've been going and getting these same results, or we can figure out how to get you to San Diego so you can really crush it this fall. And I was doing these calls last night as well, and there was a gal who was kind of wavering. Bless you, whoever sneezed, you're unmuted. There was a gal who was wavering, and I know it's a financial issue for her, but we walk through, and we walk through where she's struggling, and we walk through where she feels she's out of integrity. And then it was the what if, you know, using some more NLP, what if my dog's going to start barking here in a moment, what if you could use this event to get you to that next level and get you unstuck. How powerful is that going to be, right? So one of the things that we want to work on this morning is doing the role plays so that you can practice doing them in real life, because we know the more people you have on your team at Celebration, the better your event is going to be. So with that, Sue, are you ready to run a role play?
For sure. Let's go.
Okay, so we need some volunteers. So I'm going to turn this, I'm here as a support person. I'm going to turn it over to Sue. And Sue, let's select a couple of people who want to give this a try.
That sounds good. So who do we have? First of all, if we don't have any volunteers, we'll have a voluntold.
Who wants to step out this morning and give this a try? Who's really ready for a breakthrough this morning? You know that having more people at Celebration is going to help you, and you really want to give this a go. Who wants to jump out?
I'll jump out.
Who just said I will?
Silvana.
Okay. Is it Silvana?
Yes.
All right, Silvana, where do you live?
I live in Westminster, Colorado, just north of Denver.
All right. Well, Miss Silvana, you are awesome. I love it. And who's going to come out and play with Silvana this morning?
I'll give it a go. It's Myra in Uxbridge.
Okay. Was it Myra?
Yes.
Okay. I love it. Yay. All right. Okay. So let's paint a little picture here so Sylvana knows what she's working with. So, Myra, what would you say is the number one excuse that you're encountering with people who are not really, they're coming up with to prevent them from going to Celebration?
Well, this is a hard part for me. I'm pretty new to this, and I haven't invited people yet. I'm just I'm only at consultant status now, and I'm working on getting to manager, and I'm wanting to invite people that haven't yet, and after Saturday, and I wanted to wait till this call today to then get some ideas on how to present to people. But it's the, belief people, perhaps. Belief is what I find is a little bit of a stall when I'm talking to people about just the whole opportunity, and people don't want to sell. That's what they say to me when I'm trying to suggest that they share with others and become consultants, and they don't want to sell, is what I get.
Okay, gotcha. So for coming to Celebration, if I may, we'll work with one of those. It's really kind of the why should I go. We'll work with that one. Like the, I'm just a new consultant. Why should I go? Can we work with that?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm new also, but I can work with that.
I love you. Ladies, you're rock stars. Okay, I'm going to paint in, Lewis is an actor. He loves this stuff. So it's like, so we have to paint the picture of what's going on in a very authentic way. So Sylvana, you're Myra's sponsor. And Myra is one of your new consultants. She's working on manager. She's just gone to, an event. And she's, kind of like, well, maybe I'll go next year when I'm an executive kind of thing. So you're going to really paint the picture for her about going and possibility and what would be in it for her. Does that sound good?
I will try. It sounds good. I'll try. I will
do
it.
All right. I love it. And I think it's so perfect. Are you calling from your car?
Yes.
I love it because this is how you do your business, right? Okay, great. I'm calling from the car. All right, Sue, is there anything you want to add before the ladies take it away?
Actually, no, because I'm finding that I'm learning a lot in this process, Susan, so thank you for this.
Okay, cool. All right, so when I say action, I won't say action. I'll say ring, ring, ring. Myra, you're going to say the universal phone picking up and hello, and then Sylvana, we're going to get you, you're going to start. If there's any, if I feel like you're going down a road and I want to do like a teaching training moment, I'll just say, hey, can I throw something in there and let's reframe it, because our, we've stopped doing role plays on the call for a while, but people said, hey, we want those role plays back. So, ladies, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, here we go. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Myra. It's Sylvana. How are you?
Hi. Great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great. Everything going well this morning?
Yeah. I've got my list of people to call.
So I hear, through the grapevine, that you may not be going to the next Celebration. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I'm pretty new, and I'm just working on getting other people to be consultants. And
right.
I'm not a manager yet, so...
Well, you say you're new, but my question to you is that can you your goals right now of how you're going to make it to that next level without going to Celebration?
How can it help me? How can going to it help me?
Well, let me just say this, that before I went to Celebration, I was just like you, not able to understand how to attain that next level, but... I went to Celebration. I saw that I got trained by the top leaders. They had some questions answered that was just kind of scary to ask someone else, and they answered all those questions for me at Celebration. Do you think that maybe some of the questions that you have or maybe some of the objections that you're having or some fears you're having could be maybe overcome because you're hearing maybe some of the top leaders say the same thing that happened to them? Would that help you?
Yeah, that probably would. I'm a little bit worried about the cost too, because I'm so new. I'm not really rolling in the ice of money, so I'm just wondering.
Well, you know,
I'm affording it.
You know, I was at the same place. I mean, when I was introduced to, you know, network marketing, I was like, oh my God, you know, I can't go. But what happened is that a friend of mine had a room, and I didn't have the money either, just like you. And so I teamed up with them, and just brought what I needed to so that I wouldn't have to go out to eat. I wouldn't have to spend any money so that I could be educated. So do you think maybe you might be able to find a way to do that too?
Yeah, I probably could if we got a few to share rooms.
Yeah, so let me take a few calls, see if we can get someone that has a room available that maybe you can share. And but why don't we meet up for coffee? We can discuss how we can make that work. Would that be good?
I think I need to sit down with you and talk about it.
Okay, but before then, if I can show you how you can get this done, will you commit to me today? And let's go.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got to go for it.
Great, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, so the time, we're done.
Can we meet just after lunch?
You know what, that would be perfect. I'm available either at 1 or 3. What's good for you?
Okay, one is good.
Great.
And cut, we'll cut there, girls. And I just have to say, I have to play this.
That was easy.
Oh, my gosh. Like, okay. Savannah, rock star.
I'm so nervous.
You were awesome, and we'll give you both the floor to share. Here's what I really liked, that when we're stepping into a leadership role, the people that we have brought in, I want everyone to write this down, the people that we have brought in are relying on us for guidance. Just like we rely on Jim and Kathy Coover for guidance, they are relying on us for guidance. And so Mary Kay Ash always said, the founder of Mary Kay, I read her book, More Than Pink Cadillac. I've never been in Mary Kay, but it's a great book. People like to be led, right? And I like how for Myra, you said, you know, we're going to do this. And oh, my goodness, you know, you want to be there. You have to be there. And it's part of where you're going. And we're going to make this possible. And what I felt when you were saying that, I felt confidence in your voice. If I was your enrollee, I'd be saying, this lady is going to help me make this happen. And when we're making these calls, we've got to have that same level of posture. So if, like, Lewis was my sponsor and I was wavering, if he said, Susan, together, we are going to make this happen. We're going to figure it out. I would feel very confident, right? So I really enjoyed that, Sylvana. And Myra, you were, gold star, because you were awesome. And just being in that place of, being authentic, and these are very similar to how these calls go. So Myra, how did you feel being on the receiving end?
Well, it was fine for me. And those were, I am going to Celebration, as a matter of fact, but because the lady who enrolled me, my friend Monique, and because Maura has been really saying, you know, we've got to go, and it's at every event that we go to, people say it's non-negotiable, and have explained the benefits, and things just click to another level with each event that I go to. So, the Don't Stop Monkeying Around really resonated on Saturday.
So, Shruti, yes.
Yeah, so I jumped in actually on Sunday, and yeah, I'm trying to not monkey around each day, and I'm working hard towards Celebration to be as high a rank as I can get, working at manager and then go for a director. See if I can do that by then.
Mm. Excellent. Well, very, very well done. Thank you so much for that. And Sue, what did you want to share and comment on before we open it up to everyone?
I have to agree that I really, I was just really blown away by the posture that Sylvana took. And especially considering when she came on, she was extremely nervous and said, well, I'm just a consultant myself. I'm going, boys of boys, girl, you are going places, because you just had such great posture. You showed some empathy and understanding, but you took control. And like Susan said, we want to be led. And we, you know, you also, it was more of a linking of arms, and together we can make this happen. And that just instills such confidence in the person that you're speaking to, as well as just kind of reinforces your own belief and builds confidence in yourself. So that was awesome.
I loved it, and it was great. You know, we're going to figure out how to do this. And please, everyone, write that down, underline, because that's the thing. If you can make these calls, and someone might say to you, well, we'll go next year. And you know, my thing, if you're having that authentic, write that word down, level of conversation, I'd say something like, Sue, here's what I know. If you don't go, you're going to be in the same place now at this time next year. And what if, two powerful words, very four letters in total, or sorry, not four letters, six letters in total, what if we can do this? What if we can make this happen, right, and figure it out? And we've heard, you know, put four people in a room, people who are in Canada, who are in Ontario, drive across the border, fly from Buffalo, fly from Syracuse. The flights are like $1,000 cheaper. You know, for Canadians, flights can be $1,600, $1,700. I mean, and, you know, Australians, I mean, think the people coming from Australia, they're paying $2,700 for their airfare. And you're, you know, someone living in, say, Tampa or, you know, Virginia going, I can't go. I mean, think about the people who have to fly in from all over the world and have passports and everything else, right? So if they're finding a way, then, you know, you can find a way. Also, this year there are going to be a lot of deaf associates at Celebration, and imagine that they're coming and what the value they feel they're going to get, even though they won't hear one sound of the whole weekend. I mean, wow, you know, or it's just so powerful, right? So it's about taking that posture, and it's about helping the person be solution oriented. It's so powerful. Anyone else want to jump out and share this morning in terms of what you're taking away from this beautiful role play from Myra and Silvana? And you could be muted, because you've all done such a great job muting your wives. Who wants to jump out and share? Hey, BBL, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, great role play. That was so super simple. And I loved it. You know, she did the whole, I know how you feel, I felt the same way. That was so fantastic. And I want to put another plug in. Obviously, we're talking Celebration. I used to work with Peak Potentials. And, you know, we put on these events for weekends. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, $100, $200, even $300 for a ticket for what we get at Celebration, oh, my gosh, like, people should be, like, we should be sold out as soon as we, you know, we announce the next tickets are for sale. You know, most of these weekends, for the type of training and the experience and the expertise that comes to us at this event for $100, like, that's ridiculous. Like, this should be a $6,000-$8,000 weekend for what we get. So, you know what? If people say they can't afford it, think about what it would really cost and go, oh, my gosh, it's such a great deal. I can't not go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that, because it's – and this one in particular, of all the ones we've had, is going to be – profoundly powerful, just based on the agenda and everything. I mean, it's going to be absolutely incredible. And where there's a will, there's a way, right? And sometimes we can't possibly know, especially if you've never been and you're listening, how good something's going to be until we get there. And it's about having that faith and that trust and that surrender, right? Because there are always going to be excuses for everything, excuses not to do a workout, excuses not to do a cleanse day, excuses why you didn't kiss your partner this morning, or why you didn't hug your children, or whatever it is. And life, our life is really defined by our number of excuses. And when we stop making excuses, we live a big, powerful life, right? So, yeah, thank you, Barbie Lee. That was awesome. Thank you for jumping out. I just love you. You're awesome. All right. Who else wants to jump out this morning? Was something you're taking away from this role play super short, didn't take very long?
Can I jump out? I'm Monique from Oxbridge.
Absolutely, Monique from Oxbridge.
Yes. I really wanted to say I really admire, like, Myra jumping out and doing the role play. I can still learn so much from her. Like, I enroll her, but she teaches me a lot. I just wanted to say thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Monique, for jumping out. And thank you, Myra and Sylvana, for having the courage to jump out and do a role play. We are going to be doing role play Tuesdays, and so there's lots of role playing to be done. There's no question. Well, Sue, with that, it's the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to turn the call back to you.
Well, thank you, Susan. I learn so much from you all the time, and especially just those subtle techniques of NLP techniques that are so powerful. Really get inside the person's, not just their head, but their heart. And, you know, this is really a heart business for a lot of people. So just really excited. And we have the amazing Carolyn Rodriguez on the call tomorrow. Again, the theme all week is celebration, celebration, celebration. So we're looking forward to joining you tomorrow. And if you would like to just post a takeaway from the call, go to the Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Call Facebook page and post it there. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and we'll hear you again tomorrow.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.